This book is easy to read and with pleasure. Still, it proposes a complete change in the way we communicate around the world. It is commonly believed that English, or American, is now the official language in the global village. However, 88% of mankind was not born in an English-speaking country. Those persons usually do not feel comfortable when they need to discuss with native English speakers. They're concerned about making mistakes, understanding with great difficulties, and being understood. They can feel put down. But when they discuss with non-native English speakers, things are much better. As everybody makes mistakes, nobody feels bad. Everyone observes that it is much easier to share ideas with Italians, Japanese, Argentinians, or Ukrainians than with native English speakers. Jean-Paul Nerriere builds and demonstrates that theory, and everyone has a chance to experiment with it, as soon as he or she travels a lot around the world. Mankind always needed a common language to exchange and share ideas. Today, it is a certain form of English, with a sentence building that is not too demanding, no trouble with accents, and a small set of useful words. This language is so different from formal English, and more limited, that it must be given a different name, Globish. English is spoken in England, and Globish is spoken in the global village, everywhere, by everyone. They can be called globophones. With it, the non-native English speakers are much better off than their English or American friends. Their command of Globish, spoken as well as written or heard, is much more effective. 95% of the time, native English speakers speak English with their family or their countrymen, and their ear is not used to all the strange accents you find around the world. Native English speakers have great difficulties when they want to reduce their words down to the 1,500 key ones. On top of that, the language they have to speak or write is expected to be correct, if not perfect. As a simple globophone, you are satisfied as soon as it is just understandable. Globophones are at least 7 times more numerous than native English speakers. We should accept the evidence that a new language has appeared. Although Globish looks and sounds similar to English, there is the same difference as between wine and cognac. One comes from the other and is limited, but much more powerful. The purpose of this book is to define and describe this tool. It also gives a method for learning it easily and explains how to use it. The target is always to get the message across. In most cases, it is much better to speak with some simple tricks than to try to speak a better English. The goal is also to make sure you understand what is said to you. If you don't, you should make it a duty to tell your friend from California, "Could you repeat that in Globish this time, please?" The responsibility for communication belongs to the one who speaks. If and when needed, it is up to him to step down to the level of the one that is listening or reading. With the current and increasing spread of Globish, the power of English is going to decrease. This is excellent for all the other languages. They will be again equal with English, each carrying its own cultural wealth. Globish will be saved for business and day-to-day problems. The book is loaded with examples. It is fun, realistic, full of useful advice. But it is also serious and deals with a completely new idea that will work everywhere in the world, especially in English-speaking countries. J'ai mangé un